Hola, mi gente. Muchísimas gracias por escucharnos. Soy Paola Marisán, and this is ¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
¿Qué pasa, Midwest?
Telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland. And today, Maria is with me in the studio.
Hi, I'm Maria Thomas. Today, it's the last day of the year, and we're just kind of looking back on what's happened in 2017 for us as individuals and for the podcast.
Yeah, it's been really exciting. We've done a lot of things this year. You know, we've told a lot of stories that you guys have supported. So thank you so much. Muchísimas gracias por darnos tanto apoyo, tanto online como en nuestro airwaves here on the radio station. So thank you so much for your support this 2017. We are a newer podcast, so we are definitely exploring new ideas and new topics. So si tienes alguna idea, por favor, no dudes en enviárnoslas. O si quieres que cubramos algo el año que entra about Latinos living in the Midwest, please send us the information at our email,
qpm@wnin.org.
Or you can go to our website, quepasapodcast.com, and submit your idea there too. We want to share our top three songs of the year. Maria and I went back and forth porque nos gusta la música. We love music. And there was just so much to choose from, right, Maria?
There was. I was like, I can't make up my mind.
But one song that we agreed on is the song that you were just listening to, and I'm sure a lot of you guys are familiar with it, is Mi Gente by J Balvin and Willie William. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. El mundo nos quiere, me quiere a mí. Toda mi gente se mueve, mira el ritmo como los tiene. Hago música que entretiene. Mi música los tiene fuerte bailando y se baila así. Well, why do you love that song, Maria? I mean, I love it for a lot of reasons.
Oh,
but
it
why
has a great beat. I love the music video. It's full of colors and, like, in terms of the backgrounds. And then it's also people of all colors. And it just makes you want to get up and move and dance. Like, we're sitting here, like, you know, bobbing our heads and everything. It's just so much fun.
It is. And I think una de las cosas que me gusta a lot is the fact that mi gente means my people. And in the video, you can see, like you mentioned, people from different races, from different ages. And it's just such a great rhythm to vibe to. También habla de que it doesn't matter where you're from or how old you are or how you look like. Music is just a universal language. And I think that's what mi gente kind of refers to. It's just talking about, you know, how we just love music as people. Well, the next song, actually, Maria picked it. And can you tell me why you picked this song? What is it?
Okay, so this song is Champion by Fall Out Boy. And it came out pretty close to a really difficult time in my life. And I was driving in a car and the song came on. And I just, like, turned it up. And it's gotten me through a lot this year. So this is my song for this year, definitely. And I'm back with the madness. I'm a champion of the people who don't believe in champions. I got nothing but dreams inside. I got nothing but dreams. I'm just young enough to still believe, still believe. But young enough not to know what to believe in. Young enough not to know. And I have to say, Maria introduced me to this song, and I was pretty pumped about it. I mean, it's definitely some positive lyrics that sometimes todos necesitamos, ¿verdad? Y tenemos tantos gustos diferentes de música. Entonces, esto es definitivamente algo que we can all enjoy and feel really positive and just vibrant right after. And, you know, before we go to the next song, we want to talk a little bit about what we've done this year. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot. What more episodes have we done, Maria? We have. So our first one is about pulque. And that involved a longer trip for me to go get it.
Pulque was delicious, though.
It was. So if you haven't listened to the episodes, it's about a Mexican drink. And it's made its way here to the Midwest. And we tried that with some professors from the local university. And they told us a little bit about the history. And then we had an episode about parole in place. And we heard from Lydia about being African-American and Latina in the Midwest and an unfortunate experience she had because of how she looks. And then we had some cooking, so I got to hang out with Paola and we cooked some delicious food. Okay, I didn't cook, she cooked. And then I ate the food. And yeah, the DACA episode and Navidad. And then we had the episode about Amalia, who took multiple journeys to try to reunite with her kid. She wanted to give him a chance at a better life than what he would have had in his country of El Salvador.
And what has been your favorite episode so far?
Ooh, my favorite? That's hard. That's hard because I like them all for so many reasons. I think overall my favorite thing was just meeting the people and learning their stories. And you just feel connected, you know, on a personal level after that.
I have to say, my favorite episode was the last one that we released this year. It's Amalia's episode. She crossed the border or tried to cross the border 8 times to reunite with her 1-year-old son. And I had the pleasure to meet Amalia and to meet her family. And, you know, I just being close to them and being and seeing how resilient they are and how really they want to be in this country and make it better and contribute to it was just very inspirational. Fue muy bonito conocer a Amalia, fue muy bonito conocer a su familia, y creo que ese fue mi episodio favorito. Y si tú tienes un episodio favorito, no dudes en darle share en social media o enviárselo a las personas con quien pasas tus días, ¿verdad? Y así ellos también pueden hablar contigo acerca de las cosas que les interesa. But we are going to go to our next song.
Our last song.
Yes, our last song is called Banga, Pico y Palo by Ife. And I recently discovered this song and I was immediately drawn to it. And one of the things that I found very intriguing about it is not only that the group is from Puerto Rico, but they are very big into Santeria, and their songs reflect the African influence that the Caribbean had, you know, in their music, in their food, in their culture. And the song is a reflection of Orishna Ogun, which is their Yoruban god of war. So this banga is actually the relentless sound of the machete. And, you know, being from the Caribbean, it just kind of touched me. So this is the song that we picked for our last song.
Salam aleikum, suena mi grito, pico y palo, mucho trabajo. Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo, huevo repito, dame cuchillo, pa'lante yo pico, óyeme tipo, como te digo, yo no me quito, negro y verde, una arere.
So as you can hear, it's a very eclectic kind of song. You can hear the tambores and the percussion and it's just like a very, every time I hear, you know, I think of Africa. And, you know, it's just, it's a reflection of us moving forward. We definitely want to, with our podcast and our episodes, we want to reflect more on the raíces of the people. You know, like when we are interviewing someone, you know, where do they come from? What are their traditions? What are they leaving behind at home? And that's what our episodes are about. That's what our topics are about, is telling the stories of Latinos from the homeland to the heartland, people who came from their homeland and left all of that, you know, their raíces, their traditions, to be here in the Midwest. And moving forward, we have more episodes. And do you want to give us a preview, Maria?
We do. So a big part of the lives of the people that we talk to is their culture, and art is like a huge part of culture. One of our episodes in the new year will be our Cultura y Arte in the Heartland, how Midwestern Latino art influences the deep roots of the Heartland. And then when we were in Cincinnati, we actually met 2 Cuban professors. And so we're going to look at Cubans in the Midwest. In 2018, Castro was supposed to step down from Cuba's presidency. And so we're curious about what's going to happen. Will Cuban refugees go back to Cuba? And how will that affect the Midwest, or will it have any effect on the Midwest? So some of the things that we're looking forward to doing in 2018. And once again, if you have something you want to tell us about what's happening with Latinos in El Medio Oeste, let us know. You can do that online at kpasapodcast.com.
Sí, y muchas gracias por acompañarnos. Thank you, Maria. Muchas gracias por estar aquí conmigo.
De nada, and gracias for having me.
Yes, thank you, guys, and we see you next year.
Happy New Year.
Feliz Año Nuevo. Soy Paola Marisan, and this is ¿Qué Pasa Midwest?
¿Qué Pasa Midwest?
¿Qué Pasa Midwest?
¿Qué Pasa Midwest?
A podcast about Latinos living in the Midwest. Son América Miranda, suena mi machete en el que zaranda.
Salam aleikum, suena mi grito, pico y palo. Mucho trabajo, Rihanna me dijo, dame cuchillo, dame cuchillo.